Yes, people, we are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Manchester United Liverpool podcast. It is the Man Them United podcast meets the analysis at Anfield podcast. So please keep all your comments, all your questions, Manchester United or Liverpool related, but I'm sure the vast majority of the questions will be about the breaking news that went down tonight with Arne Slot. Is it Arne Slot or Arne Slot? But Arne Slot or Arne Slot to be the next Liverpool manager. So he will be in charge of the Red side of Merseyside next season. So I'm sure we'll be discussing that. Of course, Liverpool play on the weekend. Their faint hopes of challenging for the league title. If they lose to West Ham, it's all over. It's all over anyway, but that just writes the eulogy. Of course, Manchester United, we still got the FA Cup final to play for. But we do play Burnley tomorrow as well. So both these clubs indeed playing tomorrow. I just can't be bothered for the rest of the season. Literally the Arsenal game and the FA Cup game. But like I stated, please keep all comments, questions whilst we're live or after the live, Manchester United or Liverpool related, please, people. But run up the likes first and foremost before we even get any further into the show. Hit the like button on the video expeditiously. Make sure you share this across all the socials as well. That's me, Flawless, on Twitter and Instagram, at Sarcasm City TV, Twitter and Instagram. That's me, Flawless. You can see it right there on the screen, at Sarcasm City TV. Please retweet and like from the Twitter. Follow on Twitter as well, both. And Instagram, please share to your stories because it all helps people. And of course, make sure you subscribe to the channel as well. It is road to 12K. The rest of the Liverpool Dons will be here shortly. I think Mr. 16 out of 10 is here himself. I think so anyway. But let me know in the private chat, Ryan. Big up to De Niro. Make sure you lot go and watch the Tottenham versus Arsenal preview on Sheik's channel. De Niro had me rolling. That was A1. Had me rolling. Of course, big up to my guy Strasbourg Steve as always. Make sure you subscribe to his channel. Big up for the super chat. Says, I think stylistically and culturally, Arne Slot is a risk worth taking for Liverpool. Michael Edwards will get him the players he needs. Good hire. But hey, people, all risks are not good risks. Because I rolled the dice getting this guy on the channel. And now he's here all the time like a cockroach. Can't get rid of him. Yes, Ryan, what are you telling me, man? What's good?
Yeah, go good, man. How are you? Help.
Yeah, man, what's going on, man? Where's the energy? New manager, man. You should be gassed.
No, I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it.
You tell your face.
I'm not going to pretend like I don't know anything about the guy, really. I've just been hearing kind of like stuff about him the last couple of days. You know, people who kind of know more about him heard what they've had to say. There's good, you know, I've heard some good things, but yeah, let's see how he does, man. I'm fully behind him. I don't get why people are saying Slot out already. You know, like, I think it's just ridiculous. Like, give him a chance at the end of the day. Like, what's the point of just going into a new era and not giving the guy any sort of chance at the end of the day? So, like, yeah, man, you know, Michael Edwards, you know, I trust what he's doing at the end of the day. He's got a good track record and, you know, let's see how he does, man. I really hope he does well, obviously, and yeah, like I said, I don't know too much about him, so it's hard for me to kind of go into too much detail about him.
That's fair. Ryan, actually, you know, some self-awareness, man. Maybe you are growing up.
I'm not going to lie and say I've watched Feyenoord, like, week in, week out. Do you get what I mean?
I expected you to either be like, him. I thought you would have either been all on board with the Slot thing and you're going to win everything, or you're Slot out. I'm surprised you're actually having a balanced approach to this.
I'd heard of him because I'd heard of him, especially when he got linked to Spurs last year, right. I remember. So I knew who he was and everything. But yeah, but I know he plays a good style of attacking football. And, you know, he's won stuff. I know it's the Dutch league, and that's kind of my only doubt is you look at kind of the managers and players that have come from that league to the Premier League. They've not really worked out too much. But maybe let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens. He seems like a good guy as well, good personality. So that's good as well. So let's see, man. Let's see. Hopefully he does really well. And yeah, man, new era. It's kind of weird to think that Klopp's not going to be here soon, though, to be honest with you. It's hard to imagine because when I think about it, obviously I supported Liverpool when Benitez was there. Hodgson was there, Dalglish was there, Rodgers was there, but Klopp's been there for 9 years, and it's sort of become it's become the norm. Do you get where I'm struggling to like kind of like imagine us under a different manager again? It's just weird, man. Like,
because he's been there through like from when you left high school, college, uni.
Yeah, he's been there since I was in year 11. Yeah,
exactly. So he's a, like he's a big part of like
yeah.
I get that. Well, that's like when Fergie left. For
and it's crazy. I still remember when he was appointed and stuff. I remember when Rodgers got sacked that time after the derby against Everton, and I was thinking, I want Klopp. Like, genuinely, Klopp was always my first choice back then, even ahead of Ancelotti at that time, because I just felt Klopp would be a better fit from what I'd seen at Dortmund and stuff. But and yeah, when I remember when he got appointed, I was in a maths lesson, I think, and I'd be checking. I wasn't listening to the teacher in it and stuff. I was just focusing on when's Klopp getting appointed and stuff in it. Like, so yeah, first, man. I just remember when he was appointed and stuff. Yeah, man.
We're going to get to all of that. Big up to Warrior J. Big up everyone that is tapped in. He says, and this is the information that Fabrizio Romano tweeted out. He says, is it Arne Slot or is it Arne Slot?
Arne Slot, I think.
Arne is it Arne? So it's not Arne, it's not so. Arne, it's Arne.
I think it's Arne Slot. I'm asking you,
like, hey, chat, let us know. Anyway, yeah. we just calling him Slot. That's his name from now. So Slot will be new Liverpool head coach, replacing Jurgen Klopp at the end of the season. Agreement sealed on compensation between Feyenoord and Liverpool. All set. Also on contract details for Slot. Here we go. That's from Fabrizio Romano. He goes on to say, Slot will be the most expensive Dutch coach ever, as Liverpool will pay compensation fee around 13 to 50 million euros. Details will be completed on paperwork over the
weekend. Can I say something quick about it, actually?
Yeah, go on.
If Ten Hag hadn't happened, essentially gone to United, if Ten Hag hadn't gone to United, this guy would be getting way less slander than what he has in the last few days.
Agreed.
People just see Bold and Dutch and automatically think of Ten Hag.
Think it is. So. Yeah, 100%. It's like when you get hurt by like a certain, like when a certain girl of a certain ethnicity bothers, like drives you around a bend or gives you a headache, and then you say, "I am done." Now, I've heard my don say that before. Oh, I'm done with lighties. I'm tired of lighties, even though it's unfair. But I've heard my brethren say this before, so it's kind of like that. But yeah, large up everyone that is tapped in. Eddie, I see you in the chat as always. Large up to my guy, Eddie, every single time. And we will talk about the Merseyside derby. Do not worry about that. We will talk about that. Paul says, not that one. Joel says, Ryan went from wanting Klopp gone to wanting Klopp to stay. Then he went from hating Amorin to loving him. Now he's going to gas Ten Hag version 2. Well, he's not gas Ten Hag version 2, but I'll let you respond to the rest of it, Ryan. Floor is yours.
Yeah, no, I think with Klopp, I'm still obviously, like, I love Klopp. Like, he's a legend on my club, like, at the end of the day. He's the greatest manager that I've seen at my football club at the end of the day. You know, he's brought me my first league title that I've seen. He brought me the first Champions League that I've seen, because I was only 5 when we won it in 05. So, like, I don't remember that. But, like...
Well, you don't remember that, right, first?
No, I was only 5.
I remember football in memory from 5, but that's just me. But go on, carry on.
Nah, I don't, genuinely. In fact, I barely remember when I was 5, to be honest with you.
Yeah, true, it's because you know, I was shocking, so I get it. But carry on.
I started supporting Liverpool when I was like 7. So, like, with Klopp, I still think it's the right time for him to leave at the end of the day. I think he's kind of done all he can. I just, you know, like I said, he looks out of energy. His things have become quite stale as well. I don't like the way we play football. I haven't really liked the way we play football for a long time now, actually, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And I just think we need a fresh change, fresh new ideas, fresh tactics. That's why I think it's the right time for Klopp to leave at the end of the day. But, like, you know, that doesn't mean I love him any less or anything like that. Do you get what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just think it's the right time for both parties to just part ways. And, you know, I'm not the only person that thinks that at the end of the day. So yeah.
I think that's extremely fair and well balanced. And yeah, shout out to Leicester City as well, because they are back in the Premier League. So glad, like Leicester. Shout out to my guy Neil. So it's good to see Leicester back in the Premier League. It also means that's one space taken away from Leeds, who I believe got beaten tonight. So that's good as well. We need Leeds in the playoffs. We don't need Leeds back in the Premier League. Fuck Leeds. That's what I would say. Yeah, the slander names are going to be crazy as well. They are going to be crazy with about Slot as well. Hey, big up to Stephanie G. Just big up Flawless and 16 out of 10. See, look, she calling you a 16 out of 10. Shout out to Stephanie G.
You know what's crazy about 16 good. Out of 10?
Go on.
I get called 16 out of 10 more than my own name. Like when
it's good. I'm going to start calling you Mr. 16 out of 10, facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my.
It's only right, man. It's only right. You know what I'm saying? It's only right. Speaking of the 16 out of 10, hey, you lot, get your tees, man. 16 out of 10 t-shirt. Get your 16 out of 10 tees. Let's go. Link is in the pinned comment. You see it right there, people. 16 out of 10 tees. Make sure you get them available right now in the UK only from Monday. From Monday, people. From Monday, they'll be available worldwide. You see it right here. You know what I'm saying? 16. So you got the 16/10s. I'm going to go grab the 16 out of 10 tees so you can have a look at that. Get it in black and white, white and black, blue and white, and also black and red. No, red and black, people. Link is in the pinned comment. It's sarcasmcitv.myshopify.com. That is sarcasmcitv.myshopify.com. Small, medium, large, extra large. We've updated the size guide as well. So make sure you check it out. And we just hit 16/10 on the live stream as well, people. But I'm glad you get called 16 out of 10, Ryan. But yeah, people, continue to get your orders in, people. Continue to get your orders in. And there we go. 16 out of 10 timing of me entering the chat. Shout out to Jacob as well. Eddie says, give my guy his percentage. Yeah, 1.6%. I got him, man. I got him. He knows this. Let's see. Yeah, Camille, you heard it here as well. Flawless Mr. 16 out of 10 deserves a cut. 1.6%. You already know. And to Andy, who says, Flawless, are you looking forward to Arne versus Ten Hag next season? If Ten Hag's still in charge, you know. I'm signing out of the season. If he's in charge from the start of the season, I am signing out of the season. But yeah, people, see it right there. You lot can see it. 16 out of 10 t-shirts. Hold up, wait. I'm going to go get the other one as well so you lot can have a look at the different colors. I need to hang it here as well instead of this United crap. So here we are. But let's see what else you lot are saying question-wise as well. There we go. Warrior J says, thoughts on Everton 2, Liverpool 0. Are you irritated about that performance level? About the performance level being so down lately. So, yeah, first and foremost, Everton Liverpool.
It was a tough watch. Like, I wasn't confident going into it, even though after we beat Fulham, and I actually thought we played quite really well. Not really well, but I thought we played well against Fulham. People are saying we played bad in that game. I was actually happy with that performance against Fulham. We looked pretty comfortable. Bar, like, the last 15 minutes of the first half, we looked very comfortable in that game, to be honest. But against Everton, I wasn't, you know, I remember when we were on a show a few weeks ago, Flawless. It was just before we played you lot, I think. And it was like we were all on it, me, Stro, Roms, etc. Like, do you remember? Yeah. There was that, yeah. And I remember them talking about how tough the United game would be. And I agreed, but even though I predicted we win, but I actually said the Everton game would be as tough as the United game. And and they didn't agree with me, but I said it will be as tough. It was actually tougher because we actually played a lot better against United than what we did yesterday. I mean, against Everton. And against Everton, it was like, you know when people say about when you're like the better team going into like a derby game, don't play the occasion, play your normal game, don't play the occasion. Mm-hmm. I actually feel like we need to play the occasion a little bit more in these sorts of games, to be honest with you, because we kind of went into that game like not really prepared for what was going to come. And I'm not saying play the occasion as if like get overly emotional. I'm saying like plan for the game, plan for what's going to come. Do you get what I mean? Because it was like Sir Alex Ferguson, right, when he was at United. I think Gary Neville and Wayne Rooney have said this, when United were winning leagues, top of the league and stuff, and we were rubbish in it, we were absolutely rubbish. And you know, you're a miles better team than us. When you come to Anfield, Ferguson always knew he'd have to, you know, prepare for that game in a different way in terms of plan for that game. And it would be something like, it would be something like in the first half an hour, I think Rooney said, you know, he wouldn't come out and try and play football. It'd be more like stopping Liverpool, when you get the ball, just play it in the channels and stuff like that, you know. And if you win, it was going to be like a grind out kind of ugly win. Do you get what I mean? Like a close game.
I remember, of course, it was a graft.
And it just looked to me against Everton, especially in the first half, that we weren't prepared for that. We didn't plan for that. The way we were giving away stupid free kicks all the time. You know, when you're coming against a Sean Dyche team away from home at Goodison Park in a Merseyside derby night game, when they're trying to stop us winning the league and also trying to make sure they stay up, and they're going to, you know, put balls in the box. They're getting the mixer team, innit?
Getting the mixer.
we gave them every chance to do that all the time in that first half. It was ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. We got bullied, genuinely. I mean, I'm not here to scapegoat any particular player, like, you know, because the whole team was bad at the end of the day. The whole team was terrible.
Who do you think stood out for being bad, though? Who disappointed you the most?
Kanate, he was the worst player. He was shocking. Calvert-Lewin absolutely had him on ropes. He had him on toast, bro. It was horrible. Nunes, Salah, those two as well. Yeah, Nunes and Salah, definitely. And Robertson's crossing, oh my days. Oh. Yeah, honestly, his crossing was so, so bad. Yeah, it was just a really bad performance, bro. And, you know, I don't think Klopp made the right team selection, and I got onto him for that. I criticised him for that. Like I said, I didn't want Kanate starting for the rest of the season.
Because he wants Kwanzaa.
I wanted Kwanzaa ahead of him. Kwanzaa's been playing better. Kwanzaa's in better form than him. Kwanzaa against Fulham was excellent. Looked so much more composed. We looked so much more comfortable at the back in that game, both defensively and also playing out from the back, because Kwanzaa's way better on the ball than Kanate as well. And he, you know, he brings Kanate back in, and he's been shit. He's been so bad ever since he came back from injury. And, you know, I'm not saying he's the only reason we lost, but he's a reason at the end of the day. You didn't need to change it at the end, Klopp. Like, and also stuff like changing the whole midfield, back, putting Szoboszlai back in when he's been playing ass. I kind of get Nunes and Salah having to play, because obviously Jota's got injured, and Gakpo, obviously his wife went into labour, and congratulations to him as well, him and his family as well, with his new child being born. So obviously he was going to actually start the game, but obviously his wife went into labour, so he couldn't. So then that's why Nunes and Salah had to play. But honestly, those two, bro, oh my word. Oh my word, bro, genuinely. It was horrible, bro. Like Nunes, like he stays on the floor more time, bro. He just falls over all the time. Honestly, and that chance, bro, before half time, you know, it's such a simple chance. You actually take a good first touch. Your first touch in that scenario is actually pretty good. And all you've got to do is hit it into the corner. And you just hit it, smash it right at Pickford. Like, what is wrong with you? Like if a simple chance, you score that 1-1 going into halftime. I say we're going to win that game personally. Mm-hmm. But honestly, and you know, Diaz actually played all right, but then you've got to score that chance as well before halftime.
You said about when he hit a post.
Diaz, no, second. That was just unlucky second half when he hit the post. I'm talking, there was one.
I didn't watch the highlights, I didn't watch the game in full.
No, it's on the highlights. It was actually a nice little move. Like, it was a nice little bit of head tennis, actually. It was like Salah to Nunes and through to Diaz, and Diaz hits it first time and Pickford saves it, but he should score it again. And he's just missing easy chances, bro. And the problem is, in this game, we started off the game very poorly, which we've been doing a lot all season, and that's why we go 1-0 down all the time. And then we can't finish our dinner. And those are the things that cost us against Everton at the end of the day. And we just, it was a horrible performance. We just never looked comfortable throughout the whole game, bro. They had our number throughout the whole game. They executed their game plan really well. We didn't know how to play them. It's like we didn't prepare for them. Every set piece, you know they're strong from set pieces. You know they're going to use set pieces to hurt us. And I didn't see us defend one set piece well. Every set piece, they were getting their head to first. Every single set piece, it was ridiculous. And all they were doing, it was just simple. They were just blocking Van Dijk, because they know Van Dijk's our main kind of, you know, is the one who solves our set piece issues in terms of, you know, he'll just get his head to everything. But they just blocked him off, and they ended up winning every single header, and obviously scored from one. And the first goal we conceded, by the way, oh my days, the defending for that goal was just some of the worst I've ever seen. And it's like, just the performance was just, like I said, I just don't think we prepared. We didn't play the occasion. We weren't prepared for the occasion properly at the end of the day. Like, it's a Merseyside derby.
That you wasn't prepared.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying like the players weren't up for it. I'm not saying like the players, like, they just weren't prepared for what was going to come in that game. At the end of the day, it's a different game to a normal game for a Liverpool player. It's a different game to a normal game. I know Everton are down there fighting, but it's a different game, bro. It's a Merseyside derby, bro. Like, and you man just were too naive, and it was just horrible, man. It was horrible. And I felt bad for Klopp actually, because as much as I think Klopp got stuff wrong with his team selection that game, that team was still more than good enough to beat Everton on paper. Like, come on, bro. Like, that team, and they should have done so much better. That's where you have to get on the players for me.
Trent,
like,
when the Klopp's
out there, like, thing is with Trent, what he was doing for that goal was ridiculous. There's no defending that at the end of the day. That's just basic effort level, that. Like, what are you doing? And thing is, Trent was actually probably our best player on the day. On the ball, he was actually really good, particularly first half. But you just mess it up by doing that. And it's just, when Klopp's apologising after the game to the fans, I'm like, when I heard him say that, I was just like, fuck you players, innit? Why does he have to come out and apologise for you, man, just being wallage during the game, bro? You, man, should have been good enough to win that game. Well, but you perform like dickheads. And yet our manager, when he's leaving in a few weeks, after being here for 9 years, is having to come out and apologise on your behalf, essentially. Fuck off, man. Genuinely.
Vader's got a question for you. He says, large up flawless in the panel. Big up to my guy, Vader. Make sure you subscribe. He says, is it fair to say Liverpool have been missing the leadership on the pitch and locker room without Mane, Firmino and Henderson? Do you think you're missing those three in terms of leadership?
Hard to say, to be honest, because you look at Jordan Henderson's leadership last year and you'd say no. Do you get what I mean? But that's not me saying in the past Jordan Henderson hasn't been a great captain, because he has been. But I also think Virgil van Dijk's been a great captain this season at the end of the day. Me and Ram have praised his captaincy not too long ago as well. I just think we had a much better team than a few years ago. That's what it is. I'm not going to say it comes down to full leadership. I just think we had a way better team with way better players. That's all it was, to be honest. Look at the first two names you mentioned in that, Mane and Firmino. You put them in our team this season. We've got the league wrapped up already.
Yeah, a better version of those two.
We've got the league wrapped up. I just think it's a pure case of we had a better team back then. That's all it was, to be honest. Just not necessarily leadership, but just better players. That's what it is. So,
First, big up to my guy Sheik every single time. Yeah, that stream with Sheik, De Niro, Tony, A1. Make sure you go check it out. It had me cracking up as well. People are saying Klopp got tired for real, and like Klopp has been showing tiredness. Crazy. All right. Ryan, what have you saw from recent performances? Basically, he's asking, who would you keep and sell next season and why? That's what Warrior J is asking.
I'd keep...
Sell. Who are you saying, regardless of whatever, I need to go? Who are you saying definitely, like, right, you need to be moved on?
Nunes has to go. It's done for him. Oh, yeah. He's not good enough, like...
Crazy.
There are times with Nunes where he'll have a patch of form where you just think, oh, you know what, he's got something here, you know, he's got something. But then he's just shown time and time again when it really matters, he's not good enough. He'll cost you games all the time with his finishing and his decision making and everything, end product. He'll cost you all the time. And that's 2 years at the end of the day. First year, okay, fine, you can say first year, new team, new club, new league. You know, you can maybe give him another year, but when it gets to 2 years, his finishing's never going to improve, bro. He's always going to be like that, and it's always going to be detrimental. And he's not exactly a Bobby Firmino where if he's not scoring, he's contributing in so many other ways. You know, there have been times this season where I actually think Nunes has played really well overall, but he's just not good enough for us to be Premier League winners at the end of the day. He's just not good enough. He's not that level at the end of the day, so... In my opinion, we just need to cut our losses, because I don't think he's ever going to be that level. I think if 100 mil comes in for Salah, I think I'd sell him as well. Just because...
So Nunes gone, Salah gone.
If the offer comes for Salah, which I think it will.
A big enough offer first.
Yeah. Okay. I think Edwards will sell Salah as well if a good offer comes in. I really do think he would. Who else? You see, there's a lot of players in the team that I'm not actively looking to sell, but I wouldn't necessarily lose any sleep over them if they got sold.
Yeah, so we're asking for the active to sells, like you said, Nunes has to go. Like you're saying, Salah right off. That's what I'm asking about. I'm going one further with Warrior J's question. So who else?
Tsimikas, he can go as well.
Robbo?
I'd keep Robbo's backup.
Okay, can I take
a good backup? Again, with Konate, I'd still be like, we need he just becomes a squad player for me.
Okay.
He's another one that if a good offer came in, I'd take it.
Fez?
But I'm not actively looking to get rid of Konate. Do you get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not actively looking to do it. With like Tsimikas Nunes, I'm actively looking to sell
That's a good point. Joel says, does Van Dijk stay under a Dutch manager? You think that could play a part? I never even thought of it like that, Joel.
Yeah, I think he stays regardless, to be honest with you. Okay. I think Van Dijk stays regardless. I think Salah goes, but I think he would. I think Salah goes even if Klopp would have stayed, to be honest with you. So, but I think Van Dijk stays, to be honest with you. I think he stays.
Would you like him to stay?
Yeah, I'd like him to stay. Yeah. I really would like him to stay. He's still been our best player by far this season, in my opinion, overall. You know, and yeah, he's had a couple of bad games recently, but he's been fantastic for us for most of this season. So he deserves his credit. And yeah, I'd love him to stay. And I think he will. I think, who else would I actively be looking to sell? I'm not sure if there's anyone I'd be actively looking to sell like that. That's the thing. Like, Adrian's gone. Matip's going. He crushes
me up, man. Yeah, see this? Adi says, Ryan, selling Salah guarantees we are not going for the league. I would keep him for a year to see if the new coach can get the best out of him. Do you agree with that? You think Salah's that important to any title aspirations you have?
Well, if you look at him in this running, not really. He's just short. No? I don't think he's... I don't know with Salah, because he had a good, very good first few months of the season, then gets injured, comes back from injury against Brentford and plays brilliantly in that game in February, gets injured in that game, is out again. Ever since he's come back from injury, he's been absolutely awful, bro. Absolutely awful. And I don't know. With Salah, like I said, it's just if we get the big offer, innit. If we get a big offer for a 31-year-old who, for me, in my opinion, is on the decline, I'd take it, innit. I would take it, bro. That's just me, innit. Guarantees we ain't go for the league next season. Personally, I think we don't go for the league. I think Slot would be overachieving if he even challenged for the league in his first season next season, to be honest with you. In his first season.
So how long are you giving Slot to where he's like, all right, we need to go and compete and win a major trophy?
I think
2 years, 3 years.
I think first year, it's about just implementing your style. You know, you have to minimum get top four and try and win a cup as well. Maybe a good run in the Champions League as well. Mm-hmm. But second year, I'd then be looking at you when you've had a year, you know, you got a lot of your players in. I'd be looking at you then to maybe go and challenge, you know. That's just my opinion, where I see it. You know, I don't want to do this whole waiting 2 years and then third year, you know, you go and challenge or something. Nah, I think you deserve the first year to, you know, first year you get a bye.
First year to get
second year.
So you're looking at second and third years for him to be like, all right, you need to go and compete and win major honors.
Yeah, second year, I think you have to go and compete then. Yeah, I think you do.
And then third, okay, fair. And what are you looking for him in the Champions League? In the first season, I'm asking. Obviously, you're not looking for to win it, but you will be in the Champions League. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for quarterfinals minimum for me.
Yeah. First?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Minimum. And this ties into two things, because Sheik has put thoughts on, he's called Shabazz like SpongeBob, one of the flop of the season contenders. Would you keep him?
You see, this is where I said...
Go on, try about it.
There's a lot of players there that I wouldn't lose any sleep if they got sold.
And is he one of them?
I'm not actively looking to sell him. I'm not actively looking to... And you know, mate, I've probably been... I genuinely believe I've been Szoboszlai's biggest critic, because I've been calling him out since November when people didn't want to hear it. And I've got messages, I've got receipts to prove it at the end of the day. You know, and I was ridiculed for it. This guy's been asked since November and I called it out first. And he's definitely one of the flops of the season. The only reason why I think I wouldn't mind seeing him under a new manager is just because let's see how the new manager uses him. Because I think Slot uses the 10 and he's an attacking midfielder at the end of the day. So maybe he could try him there, maybe. And also the reason why I think I wouldn't be against giving him another season is because he actually did perform well in his first 3 months of the season. You know, he was very good in his first 3 months. So there is something there. There is a player in there at the end of the day and something you can potentially work with. performance being recently in the last few months all season, I'd be like, sell him already. But the fact he actually did perform in the first few months tells me there is a player in there, as maybe he can work with something. So, yeah, but I wouldn't actually lose any sleep if he got sold, no. But he's not going to get sold anyway. So, like,
okay, big up to my guy, TJ.
They're not giving him up on him after one season, so.
Put 16 out of 10 panel. Shout out to TJ. Big up to my guy, Connor, as well. And he says, Ryan, are you buying the merch? He's not a man of class. You know what I'm saying? Of course he's not. He's not a man of quality. You know what I'm saying? He don't know about the finer things in life. You know, check it, people. See the Sarcasm City TV logo on the side as well. Look at this. Wait, let me put it in full screen. Hold up. Check. You don't see it. Hold up. Wait, let me move this off the screen. I'm saying we're doing great things out here. You don't see that. I know it's not clear, but hey, we move. You don't see that. It's not the clearest, but we move. I'm saying the Sarcasm City TV logo there on the... Come on, man. Out here doing big things. You know what I'm saying? Out here doing great things. Hey, merch is available, people. Get your 16 out of 10 t-shirts. Link is available. Link is in the pinned comment. Link is in the pinned comment. You get 16/10, 16 out of 10, two different designs, four different colors. Make sure you check it out. All at the great price for a limited time only of £16.10, people. Because we will be closing the shop May the 16th at... What time? You already guessed what time at 4 p.m. No, 10 p.m. people, sorry. We will be closed, but we will reopen the shop as well and be adding more to it. You already know. Cali J, this is where we are actually. Tevea, this is good. Hilarious, LOL. So United, Liverpool, Chelsea all given a one-year blind, expecting challenging by year two. Somebody who's going to be very disappointed, LOL. It depends on who you talk to, Veta. Well, this is why I fucks with you, Veta, because expecting a manager to challenge straight away, I think is unfair. I think it's super unfair. Like, for instance, the new Manchester United manager, I'm not looking for him to challenge straight away. If he happens to, cool. Like, but I'm not, it's not in my expectation back. It's like, it's not, I'm just looking for improvement. That's
is
what it is.
I'm going to pick up the
trophy.
Yes, no one's saying it's impossible for it to happen at the end of the day. I'm just saying that, you know, to say to the manager, oh, you have to challenge in the first year, I think it's a bit unreasonable, to be honest with you. So
I think it's a bit unfair, but big up to Veta every single time. Hey, Pep, who's the GOAT, didn't challenge in his first season. So
that's true. That's very true. He just about got top four in the last day of his first season.
Let everybody get acclimatized to it. Warrior J, I'll get to the Rashford tweet as well in a sec. Actually, I'll get to that now. Don't worry, Kylie J, I've starred your question. But beforehand, continue to get your questions in. Before I continue, get your questions in. Please keep them Manchester United or Liverpool related, of course. If you super chat, we'll get straight to it as well. But good questions will start. Flawless, what's your thoughts on the Rashford tweet? So he tweeted about abuse and enough being enough. I said it on back again. I say on here, abuse... For footballers, for any performance, I mean, for a poor performance, is out of order. That's why I'll never abuse a player. Never have I abused a player. However, there's a difference between abuse and
criticism and abuse.
It's not the same thing. And for the most part, Rashford, you are being criticized for your on the field performances and your off the field behavior. That's why. And is abuse fair? No. Should it happen? No. Should people be adding you on Twitter? Should people be in your Instagram comments? Should people be DMing you, talking all types of personal stuff and chatting about everything bar football? No. They should be criticizing and talking about Marcus Rashford, the footballer, not even to you. I've never done that. I will never add a footballer. I'll never message a footballer to criticize him. That's stupid to me and makes no sense, but most people don't have sense. So in regards to it, you're being criticized. I don't think, obviously, I'm not saying you don't get abused, but for the most part, it's criticism and it's justified. And you're a Manchester United player. Of course you are going to get over the top criticism. Of course you are going to get abused. Is that right? No. But I deal with the world we are in and how it is rather than how I want it to be. So, yeah, you just get on with it. Simple as that. Like, enough is enough. What was it? Like, I would love to know what actually happened or said where he's like, all right, to tweet him. Because I know he's getting criticized and abused every single day. So I would love to know what it was in particular. But you're not helping yourself. And especially when a couple of months back, you put out a statement talking about people questioning my commitment to the club. And if you back me, good. If you doubt me, even better. And then your performances have been just as bad. I keep saying this. The reason why people have questioned the commitment of Marcus Rashford to Manchester United Football Club is solely because of Marcus Rashford. The reason why Marcus Rashford is being criticised for his performances for Manchester United are because of Marcus Rashford. That's just what it is. Your performances are causing that. Your lack of commitment. We're watching you week in, week out. Not just be bad, but be absolutely awful. Off the ball. It's not even on the ball things. It's not even a technical thing that we're talking about. It's just you just lazy. Just being lazy. Walking around. Not pressing. Not tracking back. Jumping out of tackles. All types of things. Like, and whether it's Saeed, whether it's a double A, whether it's an Asher, to anyone who's watching this or watching this back or listening on audio who know regular day match goers, they've been talking about this all season long. Go check the MUFC Unfiltered podcast when it's me and Saeed, of course, there on Saeed's channel, double A and Ash. And they've spoken legit all season long about his poor performances when they're watching. Because obviously the camera is not going to pick that up. But you can visibly see, and you can visibly see he's not right. I've said this for the longest about Rashford. That I believe he doesn't look happy. Forget football, like something's off personally. And he needs to go get that sorted. But then that's on Rashford, that's on the people around him, and that's on the manager to take him out of the firing line. Somebody gotta go, all right, something's not right here. So that's what I would say. Big up to Daenerys' question. Flawless, do you think United have a manager ready to replace Ten Hag, or do you think they're considering him for another season? I hope, Daenerys, that they have a manager ready to replace him. I hope so. If they are still considering it, Ineos out. But right, get everybody out. If they are still considering that this and still have belief that this manager is good enough to take us forward next season, get everybody out. Get everybody gone. If they are waiting on to see what happens in the FA Cup final, get everyone out now. Because we're screwed. If that is the case. So I hope so, De Niro. But I have nothing to go off with Ineos and Jim Ratcliffe and Berardi, etc., because I have no previous. If it was still just the old regime with just the Glazers, they'd get rid of him, because I've seen a manager win an FA Cup and get sacked for not being in Europe. But I've got so many, I've been talking about this, I've got so many questions when it comes to us and the new regime. All will be, that great part about it is all of them might get answered in the summer. Before a ball is kicked, all of the questions I have get answered in the summer. And it lets me know if they're serious, in my opinion, and I can invest in Manchester United and be emotionally there. However, I'm just like I am now. Like, all right, I'm signing out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't, if he's still there at the start of the season, I'm Ineos out before the season starts. If he's still there, get everybody gone, including them. Look, we need new people. But I hope they do the business. Yeah, she definitely checked out. Definitely. Like I said, I hope they're not waiting on that, doing that stupidness and waiting on the FA Cup final. Hope not.
How would you feel about Tuchel being your new manager?
I think he'd be lazy. I'd give him a chance because it's Tuchel, but he's very, very lazy and they're not doing their due diligence. Because if you just
so list... would they not fill you with any confidence if you
got... No, because it's a very... How do I put this? It's a very... Oh, who? What manager's available? Oh, go get Tuchel. He won the Champions League a couple of years back.
And he's available because
he's managed Bayern Munich. He's in the Champions League semi-final. He's managed here before at Chelsea. He's reached finals before. He has a good resume. That's very much like when...
Imagine if he does win the Champions League again this season.
Yeah, like, which he could do. I think he will, no, but could they? Yes.
I don't think he will, but imagine if he
did. Yeah, but like that's how I look at it with Tuchel. It's very social media-esque. They've not done their due diligence. I've used this example before. I'll use it again. It's like when Oli was in charge and finished second. And people are like, why are you complaining Oli finished second? Because it looks great on paper. It looks fantastic. Oh, why are you mad at the manager? You finished second. Da-da-da. You scored X amount of goals, etc. You won so many games. Went on runs and all. Context matters. Like with Tuchel. The context matters in regards to his Bayern Munich reign. But his resume, if you just list what the good things he's done, yeah, it sounds great. Lazy. That's what I would say. But hey, yo, we move. Hey, any else? It's on you. Yeah, Sheik, this is it. Yeah, I agree. They need to plan. Simple as, everything this upcoming season under the so-called structure needs to be planned with every plan. And what they've done so far is good. They've surprised me already. What they've done so far, hey, props to you, look. Bringing in Omar Berardo, getting in Jason Wilcox, Dan Ashworth. We got a CEO a technical director and a director of football, and got rid of some people as well. Great. Fantastic start. We need to continue. There's so much more work that needs to be done. But I like what I see. I like what they've done so far. But I have my doubts. And big up to H in the chat. I see you as well. Let's see what else you lot are saying. Because there's more questions for you, Ryan. There is more questions. Khalid J, this is actually a good question. Says, when Klopp leaves at the end of the season, which manager would you prefer to take over? And what style of play would you want to see happen? Well, Arne Slot's taken over. But I don't even know what type of style he plays. But what would have been... What apparently, is your
it's a weird one because you hear from some people, oh, you know, he's got similarities to Klopp. It's not the same as Klopp, but similarities. But then you hear more about... From Holland, I feel like it's more... People say that it's more like a Guardiola kind of style. Mm-hmm. More kind of similar to Guardiola and the likes of De Zerbi and people like that, I guess. That is the Guardiola football. The thing is, I've said about Klopp, I haven't liked our football for a long time. I probably haven't liked our football for probably a few years, actually. It's just when you're getting results, you kind of, when you're getting results, you just forget about that at the end of the day, don't you? When you're getting results, you're fine at the end of the day. And that's what we've been getting over the years. But I've always preferred the Pep kind of style of play because you just feel more comfortable watching it in terms of it's just you're just controlled throughout the game. I think it's, in my opinion, if you get it right, it's probably the most effective way of playing, in my opinion, when you've got the right players and it's been coached correctly. In my opinion, it's just my preferred kind of style of play. So, let's see. But in terms of which manager I prefer to take over, it's hard to answer that because we've already got a manager in now at the end of the day. So, yeah.
Right. It's all. Like I said, I'm going to ask Steve because he'll know about him. Hey, big up
I
to...
asked him. What did he say? He's saying it's a really good appointment.
Yeah, if he's saying it's a good appointment, then there's a reason for that. But again, because he's Dutch, bald, and because Ten Hag's just happened, everyone's looking at him funny, which is kind of unfair. But I don't know a lot about him, to be honest. Hey, big time. Go for it.
Like, when people say, oh, a Dutch manager is like never done that great in the Prem and stuff, and you know, stuff like that. And I understand that completely. And that I do have a kind of fear about that at the end of the day. But only one German has ever won the Premier League as manager, Jurgen Klopp. Yeah. Only one Spanish manager has ever won the Premier League as manager, Pep Guardiola. Do you get what I mean? So, like, at the end of the day, when you look at that, it's not inconceivable that this manager could actually do well. Like, it's not, I'm not saying win, you know, I hope he does win the league. That's what I expect at the end of the day from any Liverpool manager. But, you know, it's not inconceivable that he does do it. So yeah, let's see.
Yeah, hi, and big up to Andrew Wright for just becoming a member of the channel. Salute to you, Andrew. Make sure you check it out. I'm going to reach out to everyone who's a Sarcasm City Soldier and Hire as well for today for a members Q&A as well. But make sure you check out all the perks in regards to that. And one of the perks I'm going to add to the membership is the shop will be open to you 24/7, 365 days a year. That is 24/7, 365 days a year because the shop will be closed and open for like at times, people. It's like we're going to close the shop the 16th of May. And then we'll probably reopen it. You guessed it, Ryan. You guessed it, everybody watching. You know when we're going to reopen it? 16th of June, people. That's what it is. So, yes. But if you are a member at the second level or highest, the second level or higher, people, then it will be open to you 24/7, 365. But Andrew, if you're on the gram as well, let me know. I'll add you to the members group chat as well. If you are on Instagram, just follow at Sarcasm City TV. But bless up for becoming a member. Appreciate it. Big up to how'd you say his name? I want to butcher it, Lalali. I just call you Ratchet. Big up to you, man. I didn't want to butcher your name, my guy, but big up. Appreciate it as well. Appreciate it. Big up Dan Levitt in the cook. Good to see Dan. He says, will Liverpool still be in the title race by match day 38, or will it be a two-horse race, or will title be done by then?
I think we're done. I think we're out of it completely. I think people still say it's mathematically possible. I just think too much has to happen for us to get back into it. We have to win all our games, which... won't happen, and you're asking for those two to drop points in two games. You're asking for City to lose two. We're out of it completely. Two horse race. I think this weekend's big for Arsenal more because I think this is Arsenal's toughest game probably for the rest of the season, in my opinion. I think if Arsenal win this game on Sunday, that's a big one for them. I just don't think they are going to win on Sunday. And I think...
Well, you don't think Arsenal beat Spurs?
No, I actually don't. I think it's a draw. Because I think the fact is that Spurs kind of tells me, and it's similar to us in a way, just that derby game, Spurs are going to be so pumped up for that game. It's crazy, man. Like, to stop Arsenal winning the league, they're going to be so up for that. And I think I fully expect City to win on Sunday as well. And then I think if Arsenal drop points and City win, it's pretty much done then, I think. So, but then if Arsenal do win on Sunday, which they can, I'm not ruling them out. Of course they can win that game. Then it's still on at the end of the day, because I think Arsenal, okay, that Old Trafford game is tough because of their record there.
Yes. And hey, Vader, you're outrageous for this. You know what I'm saying? This Vader guy is, you are the Black Pep. You know what I'm saying? You are the planting Pep, 100%. And I mean that, like, that's meant respectfully and like as a compliment to you. This guy's trolling, holds no bounds. Shout out to Vader though. That's my guy. Subscribe. Go on, Ryan. Carry on. I just had to get to that. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I think the United away game is a tough one for Arsenal because of their record there. Mm. But I think if they beat Spurs.
So you think they draw? Honestly, so you think they draw to Spurs? I know you think
If they don't beat Spurs, they won't beat United either.
So you think those two are coincide? So if they beat Spurs, they'll beat United.
Yeah, I think if they beat Spurs on the weekend,
so you have one in the league. But you don't think they'll beat Spurs.
No, I don't think they'll beat Spurs. But if they do, I probably still would have to say City will still win it because they're running. I expect them to kind of win every game as well. I know the Spurs game will be tough for City because, like I said, their record there as well. But I think City will actually win that game at Spurs this time. I think winning that FA Cup game they did a few months ago as well is a big one for them. They've kind of, in a way, shown they can win at that stadium now. So I think that's a kind of big one for them. So, and look, City the other day, I mean, against Brighton. Bro, I predicted.
Hey, Saeed, no need to apologize, fam. You've done more than enough for me in this content creator space, fam. No need to apologize, my brother. Everyone, make sure you subscribe to Saeed TV, man. I swear on my life, Saeed. No need to apologize, man. You done more than plenty for me in this space. Don't worry about it, Saeed. Go on, carry on, man. Carry on.
Yeah, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, City the other day, like, I honestly thought that Brighton City game would actually be tough for City.
Why?
They just, I just think City recently have been looking a bit kind of leggy.
I hear that.
And
but
I just thought
Brighton
that,
suit them to a T.
I just thought that with City defensively, I ain't been really too impressed with them at all this season. And I just thought Brighton, they'll look to attack them. They could maybe get some joy against them going forward. And then obviously Haaland was out for City. I just thought maybe Brighton could do something, but bro, City just dealt with them. It was so comfortable, man. Like, and I just think
I don't get what people are talking about. Like the way Brighton plays suit. If you could pick a style, if you're a City fan, you're one of the 15 or one of the 16, and you're a City fan, the style you want to play is Brighton.
Yeah.
With their, nah, with like their, I said, I was with just their, looking with at... their, let me clarify that. And let me add to that with their quality of player.
No, yeah, I know what
you're worse, they're a worse version of City.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Their principles are like City, but they don't have De Bruyne and Foden and Haaland and Grealish. It's different. There's no Bernardo Silvers there.
No, you're right. I just thought Brighton at home, you know, like I said, City, I thought I've been looking a bit leggy recently. And, you know, I thought with City's defensive issues, Haaland out, Brighton could maybe do something, but I thought City would actually, but then City just dealt with them so easily, man. And I just think City, they've done it before. We all know what they're like at this stage of the season. You look at their games left, bar maybe Spurs, I think they win every other game pretty simple.
So you got City winning the league too?
Yeah, I think I still have City just winning the league, yeah. I genuinely think it could end up being all over on Sunday. So yeah.
Because you have Spurs, obviously you got Spurs drawing to Arsenal. I mean, Arsenal drawing
and
to Spurs.
City beating Forest, obviously.
Yeah, so. I hear that. So Andy, you got some good questions. Keep them rolling in, people. Andy says, Flawless, what if Ineos view the squad overhaul a priority over a new manager? Get them out. If you can't do both, get them out. Both are priorities. Word to Shannon Sharp. Capital B, capital O, capital A, capital F. Both. Both? Both. Overhaul the squad and get a new manager. I'm not asking for a lot. Bear in mind, every time, and Andy, you're here regular, but to anyone who's not heard my thoughts on this, bear in mind when I talk about this summer and what I want Manchester United to do in the 2024/25 season, I don't talk about winning anything major. I don't talk about winning the Premier League. We won't be in the chance, but I don't talk about winning the Champions League. I even talk about competing for the Premier League. I'm talking about, hey, just get us a platform and do the basics. Get the basics in place, and then we go from there. Because if me and Lex were talking about this just before the show, Lex is working, people. That's why he's not here as well, but shout out to Lex. If you get the basics in place with just a competent manager with a good system and good players to fit said system, you'll do all right in this league. You know why? Because this league is rubbish in terms of quality.
Yeah, it's
I was
so bad.
Having this discussion on, it might have been on here. I think it was on here. And I said, take the top 10 Premier League sides, and talk to the fans of those clubs. Who is happy? All right, City, take them out of it because they're an anomaly, even though they're not where they're at. So take City out of it. Hear Liverpool fans, Ryan, talk about how many Liverpool players he would get rid of and others. Talk to Arsenal fans, talk about half of them are Arteta out, talk about needing a striker, needing a midfielder. Spurs fans, as well as Ange's done, we'll talk about his high line and his lack of adaptability. Villa's an exception to the rule. Manchester United's what's understood hasn't got to be spoken about. West Ham recently, a few
West
months
Ham
back.
West Ham were already looking for a new manager.
New manager, there was Moyes out banners. Yeah. Eddie Howe, he was being criticised even though they had injuries and people talking about, is he the guy for Newcastle? Brighton, yeah. We spoke on De Zerbi before in regards to
I feel
some
like
people.
Brighton are fans are happy though.
Yeah, they're happy, but they're probably the exception, but they're still critique. But Brighton fans will eventually get fed up. They was on Potter's case type of thing. So we're talking City, Villa, Brighton in the top 10 that are happy. There's a reason for that. Fans aren't happy for a reason. And even, like I said, those are the three. So probably three, and then forget 11 to 20. But obviously, a lot outside of Chelsea, them teams are just really looking to survive. Like your Palaces, Brentfords, Everton, etc., etc. So, like, that's what I'm not asking for a lot. Hey, you know what? Just do the basics. I say this all the time. If you do the basics, you'll win games. How did Everton beat Liverpool? They're not better than Liverpool. Nowhere near. If we do a combined 11, how many Everton players are getting in the Liverpool side? One? Two? If we do a combined squad, how many are making their bench? Two or three? Out of what? How many players you get on the bench? Is it seven or eight?
Nine.
How many players in the bench? Nine.
Because you can make five subs.
Nine, yeah. So out of 20 players, how many, like, why did they beat them? I even watched the game. Everton did the basics. What did Ryan say? Got the ball out wide and got into the mixer. Made it uncomfortable.
Running free kicks, man.
Running free kicks, ran hard. Word to Eddie, try hard. And you know what they have? A system. It's not even the greatest system, but it's a solid system under a manager who has players to implement said system. And we've watched Sean Dyche do this for years.
Yeah.
It's not an accident that he's had success to those, like what he did. Man got Burnley in Europe.
That's mental.
Man had Burnley up in the Premier League until they got relegated for many, many years. And he'll keep Everton up. Like I said, all season long, he would keep, even with the points deduction. Because it was 10, then it went to 6, and then he got 2 more, so it's 8. Add 8 points on, where would they be?
Would they be above Chelsea?
You both. That's hilarious if they were above Chelsea.
I'm actually going to check.
That would be
8
hilarious.
More points. Nah, they wouldn't be in all seriousness.
But what position would they be in if they had 8 more points?
If they had 8 more points, they would be in... They'd be 14th.
Okay, and where are they at now?
Just a point off 13th. They're 16th.
Okay. Crazy. And big up to Pels says, I want to be in the members group chat. Pels, you're my done, but you got to be a member. That's why Ryan's in there. He's a member. So yeah, shout out to all the Sarcasm Citizens, Sarcasm City Soldiers, Sarcasm City Generals as well. But shout out to Pels, that's my done right there. De Niro says, question for Ryan, are you satisfied with what Klopp has achieved in his tenure as Liverpool manager?
Depends on how you look at it. I think... you know, when he came in, if you'd have told me then he'll win you every trophy, including ending our title drought, winning another Champions League when we weren't even qualifying for Champions League back then, then I would have bitten your hand off and said it was great. But then when you look at how great a team he actually built and how good a team we had, and how much we competed, you kind of look at it and you say, we should have won more, man. We really should have won more with how good a team we had and how good Klopp is. Mm-hmm. But he won every trophy, man. And look, you have to remember where we were, like I said, before he joined. Bro, like, growing up as a Liverpool fan as a kid was fucking miserable, bro. Like, it was bad, man. Like, with Rodgers there and everything. And, like, Klopp made me actually... It's like Klopp brought Liverpool back. Like, he literally brought us back. And you got to love him for that at the end of the day. Like, so, you know, he achieved success, but with how good a team we had, it does feel like we definitely should have won more. I think minimum we should have another league and another Champions League, in my opinion. So yeah, but at least he actually did win stuff. You more look like at Pochettino at Tottenham. They all loved what Pochettino did, but he didn't win anything. At least Klopp actually came out with the trophies at the end of the day. So just not as much as what he should have done. So yeah.
Shout out to Just Me. It's good to see you in the chat. I hope you're well. She says, congrats on getting 11.1K and I hope you are well. I'm blessed. I hope you're good too. Slot's a good manager. He's charismatic. And Feyenoord played better football than Ajax. Ajax fans wanted him as manager post Ten Hag. He will surprise people. Yeah, okay, we'll see. And to hate you says, you wouldn't say Newcastle fans are kind of happy. Obviously, it's a small sample size, but on socials, where everyone is kind of unhappy, it's tough. But Steve, I've heard mention at points how unhappy he is. Kendall, who is extremely level-headed, I've heard her mention it. I got Newcastle, you know what I'm saying? Newcastle fan in the family. He is very much hit and miss with Newcastle and what's going on there. So yeah, unhappy, no. I want to go as far as to say happy, but I'd say content. Bear in mind, they finished fourth last season. So their hopes would have been to at least be Europa League, and they could still finish there because they're currently sat in seventh. So they could pick Manchester United and get six, and them getting Champions League and then getting Europa League. Getting top four, top six is terrific for them. So you could say Newcastle, but they're an exception. So you're talking Newcastle, Brighton, City out of the top 10. There's a reason for that. Oh, yeah, Villa as well. Let me not forget Villa. Add you lot in as well, H. Let's see. To AA, who says, who's your preference as a manager if Ten Hag gets sacked? Me, personally, I go Flick. I think he's the best available. However, that's my limited knowledge on the manager database. If they're smart, they sit down, they pick a style, and then they go and get the manager to implement said style. So before we don't go and get a manager and then implement his style. No. We're already looking at players to fit a said style and then you go get them. We're looking at players from now. That's what we should have done. The style should have been picked from now. All right, the manager should have been, all right, we're going after, he plays, this manager does. All right, let's A, B, and C. That's what it should be. Are they doing these things? I don't know. I hope so. What do you guys think Poole's next moves are going to be post-Klopp? Shout out to my guy, Eli. What do you think they're going to be?
What do you mean next moves?
I think he's talking about in regards to maybe like transfer window, style of play. I'm guessing.
Well, obviously, we got the new manager in. I think it's going to be a lot different at the end of the day to what it's been like the last few years, but for good reasons as well, because like I said, I love Klopp, but he has to take a lot of responsibility. Since Michael Edwards left, Klopp ended up getting the power, obviously. Klopp and Linders got the transfer power. And the recruitment since Edwards left has just been a shambles, in my opinion, when you look at it overall, especially compared to what it was like when Edwards was there with Klopp. You know, you look at the signings we made when Edwards was there. You know, Salah, Mane, Van Dijk, Alisson, Robertson, Fabinho, Wijnaldum, all these top players for us, man, who were a big part of our success. And then you look at Edwards after he left, you know, you're getting your Nunes and Szoboszlai's and all these guys, you know, like, you know what I mean? And that's because, you know, you look at it the other day, the league came, you know, I think Paul Joyce briefed it, said it the other day. Nunes was a Klopp signing. He wasn't, Liverpool recruitment team wanted Nkunku. At that time, they didn't want Nunes, but Klopp, because he had the power, we ended up getting Nunes at the end of the day. So Klopp with transfer power, I didn't want that. I didn't like that. I don't like that. I don't want the manager to. You look at United. Ten Hag had the transfer power. Look how bad that's ended up with you, man. And thing is, Michael Edwards, yeah, he's not exactly in the same role. He's in a higher role to what he was, but he's going to be overseeing this whole process. And I'm very happy with that. He knows what he's doing. He's got a great track record. He's been here before. He's had success here before. So I'm very optimistic, man, with him. I think our recruitment's going to improve tenfold, and it's going to be more like what it was before at the end of the day, where the manager, Edwards essentially gets the players in and the manager works with them, so on the training ground. So yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it, to be honest.
All right, first,
That's why
again,
I
you
don't
got
think we'll actually,
questions?
like, when people say, oh, we're going to drop off and go back to like mediocre settings, I don't think we're going to drop off like that much. Do you get what I mean? Like, in all seriousness, like, yeah, I don't think we challenge next season, but I don't also think we're going to drop out of and become like, mid-table or like out of top four. I actually still think we'll probably get top four next season, to be honest with you. But yeah, just my
First,
opinion, to be honest.
big up to Khalid. He says, flawless. Your current squad, which players do you want to sell and what players do you want to buy and improve your team? How long have you got, Khalid, in regards to who I'd sell? Everybody, the only people I'm actively fighting to keep is Varane and Maino. Everyone else can go. I'm not actively trying to keep anybody. If I could sell 99% of the squad tomorrow, I would. I'm like, I'm out, tired of you lot. Bye. See you later. Yeah, go on. What was you gonna say, Ryan?
Oh no. I was gonna say something about Arsenal when I was talking about like
Yeah,
challenging
we'll
and
get to
stuff
it.
like that.
Yeah. So yeah, to you, Khalid, yeah. When I say that legit, I'm not actively trying to keep it. And regards to who I want to buy, I don't want names. I'm profiles over names. Go and get whatever profile is needed for set style. Like, do I have players I think are quality? Yeah, like Ivan Toney, for example. Yes. Of course, Ivan Toney at the right price would be the one. But yeah. A shout out to Lulz. She here for Ryan. Says, Ryan, would you sell Nunes in the summer?
Bro, I sent it tomorrow. I genuinely had sent it tomorrow. Yeah, he's so bad. He's so bad, honestly.
Yeah. Do you think we lose half the squad every season like we did with Klopp?
Do you think we lose half the squad?
I think, I don't know if you're
Yeah,
talking
are you
about
talking
like.
like, I think he's talking like at the beginning when Klopp joined and he inherited such a bad squad that we were getting it. No, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad because our team right now is nowhere near as shit as what Klopp inherited at the end of the day. We still got some good players at the end of the day. So, I thought a couple of months ago when we were actually doing really well, and on for four trophies, I thought Klopp's leaving this team in a really, really good place. But actually, when you look at it, it's probably not as good as what we all thought it was. But don't get me wrong, there's still some quality in that team. But yeah, some work does need to be done. We do need to sign some players, but it's nowhere near as big a rebuild as what it. That's what it was when Klopp joined. Nowhere near, bro. Like that team that Klopp inherited is probably the worst ever Liverpool team I've seen personally. So, yeah.
All right, first, let's see what else you lot are saying. Ryan, how many points are you picking up in your remaining fixtures? It's a good question.
I
I'll
think we
pull up my
draw
fixtures numbers.
tomorrow. I think we beat
June.
Spurs.
Okay.
I think we lose to Villa. And I think we beat Wolves last day, so I think we get 7 points out of 12.
Not a bad return. So you have you lot finishing third.
Yeah, I think we'll finish third. Like, we won't miss out on top four or anything. We'll finish third,
Yeah,
I
I don't think
think.
you finished on top four. No, absolutely not. And what's your score
Too
prediction
much
for tomorrow?
would have to go wrong for us to miss out on top four. Too much. You're asking for Spurs to pretty much win all their games, and have you seen their run? And that ain't happening, in it. So like,
Yeah. You finished top four comfortably.
yeah.
Ryan, we need to finish minimum second this season because I think United will lose the FA Cup, therefore second place Community Shield. What do you think of Slot getting his first taste of facing Manchester City?
I could not give a flying fuck about Community Shield, bro. Genuinely. Community Shield gave people false dreams last season when Nunes scored in that 3-1 win against City, bro. We ended up coming fifth. Like,
With you, man.
you know what it is? Look, you can see first taste of facing City in a Community Shield game, bro. There's not going to be the same intensity as what it would be in a league game or anything in a proper competitive game. So I don't think it necessarily matters that much. So yeah, I couldn't give a shit about Community Shield, I'll be honest with you. I think it's pointless. It's a charity game, but I don't think it... The way people count it as a trophy is ridiculous. And by that, I mean Arsenal fans mainly. So, yeah.
Okay. But before we continue, we are going to close out. Surely continue to get your questions in. Run up the likes, people. Over 60 people in here. I'm only at... I'm like, we're at 51 likes. That's not too bad. But like, check 1212. Like, check 1212. Let's get up to 60 likes. Let's hit the subscribe button as well. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the notification bell as well.
I was actually going to say something about Arsenal. You know, when I was talking about how I think Liverpool do next season, and we were talking about challenging and stuff like that. I actually think Arsenal is a weird one next season, because I think Arsenal this season have to win the league. Do you get what I mean? Because I think this is just my opinion. Yeah, this is just my opinion, and I've got a reason for this. I just think that if Arsenal miss out on the league again this season for the second consecutive year, I think they'll have a dip next season. I'm not going to say they're going to drop out of top four. I still think they'll probably be the second best team next season. I just don't think they'll be that close to City next season, innit? Because I just feel like if they were to lose out on the league in the second consecutive season, first season you can look at and you think, okay, they bottled it last season, but first season challenging, you can look at it and say, okay, it was the first season challenging. We go again next season. We're even more motivated to go and win it next season. But when you miss out on it in the second year, your confidence just gets drained a bit. Do you get what I mean? Look at what happened when we missed out on the quadruple a couple of years ago in the way we did. I guarantee you, if we'd have won at least one of the Premier League or Champions League, we would not have been anywhere near as bad as what we were the next season. We definitely took some... There was definitely too much of kind of our confidence was drained because of what happened in that quadruple chasing season, and that we took that into next season, and that's why we did so bad at the end of the day. That's one of the reasons why we did so bad. I just think losing out in the league for the second year in a row for Arsenal, not winning anything, would be so much of a confidence blow for them that I think they will have a bit of a dip next season. And like I said, it won't be like a massive dip or anything. But I don't think they challenge next season, in my opinion, if they don't win it this season.
Who challenges you?
No, I don't think anyone challenges. I think City piss City it
just
next season.
Yeah, City just, you know what?
I think City will piss it next season.
Depends, you know, I'm not going to lie, it depends on the window. Arsenal have That's to go. What
it is. I think City are going to have a mega window.
Even if City have a mega window, Arsenal have to match it.
No, 100%, they have to for them to have a chance. But I just feel they're still going to have a lot of players in that team who would have had that disappointment of missing out over two consecutive years. And it's very hard for them for me, it's very hard to then go again and say, you get what I mean? To like, when you've had
the players are going to take you over the top. That's why they need a midfielder and a striker.
Yeah, 100%. But I just feel like with Arsenal, if they were to miss out this season, I think it would be a big, big, big blow for them. Do you get what I mean? That's just me. I might be wrong. Don't get me wrong. I genuinely be wrong, but that's just the way I think it will be if that happens. But if they win the league this season, then like they become even like they become of a course. Bit of a, you know,
that gives you a massive like doing that. It's
they become
that
winners then, don't they, at the end of the day. Players can puff out their chest, they go up another level, and they got that experience of winning then it becomes they become more attractive destination for players as well. So yeah, man. But if they've got a big chance this year. They have to win it, but I personally don't think they will. So, yeah.
You just said. So big up to AA, who says, I like the Omar Berada move to United. He's going to change up United's issue of overpaying for said players, but the fans will have to be patient and let him guide the ship. I'll give him patience, but like I said, basics. If they do the basics, cool. I like the fact that we haven't overpaid for, we put our foot down with the whole Dan Ashworth situation. That now needs to continue in regards to player negotiations. That needs to be done. Now, will they? We'll see. But so far, so good. But there's still more to be had. That's why I'm not in here saying, everybody like I'm saying, everybody on the clock. Everybody on the clock. Everybody is on the clock. And to Andy, who says, flawless, there's a possibility Chelsea and West Ham get new managers next month, reducing options for good managers. The Ineos have to get a new manager before preseason. Yes. Regardless, let's say the other 19 teams in the league were all set and none of them were getting a new manager. None of the other 19 clubs in the Premier League, none of the top clubs in Europe. So Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Inter Milan, AC Milan, Juventus, PSG. I don't think I've missed any. All the top clubs in Europe, though. Atletico Madrid, all fine with their manager. We still need to go and get a new manager before preseason. What Manchester United have going on, we shouldn't be dictated to by others. We need a new manager. But yeah, that's it. Lowell says, Flawless, do you think the new board will bring back Sancho? It seems a lot of them have worked with him during his career. Depends on the new manager. Solely depends on the new board. Sancho's only issue is Ten Hag. So if Ten Hag's not here, I believe he would be open to coming back. However, does the manager want him back? However, he might want to stay in Dortmund. If they win the champs, he might say, you know what, I'm staying in Dortmund. Might like it because he seems to like it over there. So yes, it's a maybe. So maybe from me, but I'm not against it. I will never look past talent, and he's talented. I will never look past talent. So in the correct system, could you get the best out of Sancho? Absolutely. You could, but it has to fit. See what else we are closing out. Surely people can flag. I need to get a coffee because we do have NBA games coming up, people. We have two NBA playoff games on the playback. Two game threes. We're starting with the Dallas Mavericks versus LA Clippers. That's one apiece. And then obviously the Phoenix Suns versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Timberwolves up 2-0. So, hey, KD, Booker, Beal, Phoenix Suns, you must. So yeah, that's 1 a.m. UK time, people. So just 15 minutes from now. And that is on the playback, people. That is on the playback. Playback.tv/SarcasmCityTV. Link is underneath in the description as well. But I'll drop it in the chat. But it is available from your app store as well. Let's see. I think we got through to all the top quality questions. You already said, oh yeah, scoreline prediction. Even though you said West Ham, away, are you drawing?
1-0, I think.
1-0. Okay. I'm just making sure we didn't miss anything. I know you lot have been asking good questions. Big up to AJB as well. I see you lot. See you all the time. And yo, the people who I know, Ryan, because I started. Big up to Kamal, because I can't pronounce his first name. He says, Ray Ray, what was you thinking when you said 16 out of 10 to the ladies on the stream? Are you trying to make up for Jan laughing at you? Jan was laughing at me long before that. But yeah, what was you thinking, man? The floor is yours. They want to know, people. They want to know. I'm here, people. They want to know.
It was literally nearly three years ago. I remember when it happened. You know what? I remember the hi thing a lot when that happened. The 16 out of 10 thing, I don't remember really doing it. Obviously, I did it. It's there on camera. I did it. But I don't really recall properly what was going through my mind when that happened. I think the high thing was just one of those, like, kind of, I didn't even know what I was doing when it happened. And I realized as soon as I said it, what I'd done. The 16 out of 10 thing, I'm guessing, was just stupid from me. I don't... It's so long ago, I barely, like, remember, to be honest. Like, that's the thing. Like, I remember, like I said, I remember the high thing, but the 16 out of 10 thing, I don't remember too much, even though it happened, like, a few minutes after. So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
What does he mean, trying to make up to Jan laughing at you? What does he mean by that?
I think he's just talking about Jan just crashing on you, but that's just the usual. Jan's always
all the time,
crashing at you. And for those that saying the t-shirt looks fire, big up. Link is in the pinned comment for the t-shirts, people. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. Get your 16 out of 10 tees at the great price of £16. Wait, wrong side. £16.10, people. 16 out of 10 tees. You already know. Hey, big up to MCFC Protocol. You said we're looking 16 out of 10 today. Much appreciated. I just take the good from that. To hate you said, don't mention BLG. Yo, Bill's part of the team, man. He out there. But Ryan, anything you want to add, fam, before we do indeed close out?
Fuck the players, some of them. It's pretty much it. Yeah.
Is that it? So you're just nothing for Klopp? I'm saying.
It's not the end of the season yet, innit? It's not the end of the season. Like,
you're waiting for the end of the season. You're waiting, but your season's over. Even though it's not the end of the season, your season.
The season is over, but it's not the end of the season. Do you get what I mean? Like,
it's a wrap, man. The show's over. It's a wrap, fam.
No, I'm saying that our season is over, but I'm not going to say any message yet when I've still got four games left. Do you get what I mean? Like,
cool, man. You're just going to enjoy Klopp leaving. I hear you, man. You're going to enjoy the final moments. Yeah. All right, first. Well, you lot can see it in the chat. Here's the Sarcasm City TV playback. We'll be live there in about 10 to 15 minutes for the Dallas Mavericks LA Clippers game three. Also, Spotify as well. Don't forget this show and all the other shows on the channel are available. Where, Ryan? On all audio platforms, people. Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts, listen, type in Sarcasm City TV. Wherever you listen to podcasts, wherever you listen to music, guaranteed they probably have a podcast section and Sarcasm City TV is there. And Khaled Jace is flawless, my bro. Run the clip. 16 out of 10. Oh, you already know, man. You already know. Cue the clip.
By the way, can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. Get your 16 out of 10 tees again, people. Link is in the pinned comment. What have we got coming up? I already mentioned the NBA games tomorrow, people. Unfortunately, a Manchester United watch along will today. Manchester United versus Burnley. That watch along will be, that's a 3 p.m. kickoff UK time. So we'll be live 2:40 p.m. So 20 minutes before kickoff. And then the Yardman show will be back, people. Premier League podcast, the Yardman edition with myself, Lex and Kaneki, talking all the games that have happened. So recapping all the games from today and obviously previewing the games on Sunday as well. In regards to the NBA, I believe it is game four of the Lakers Nugget series, but I am just going to double check. Oh yeah, how can I forget as well? On the playback as well, after the Manchester United Burnley game, well, not straight after, but Aston Villa versus Chelsea, there will be a watch along over on the playback for that, people. So you're not only going to get Manchester United versus Burnley right here on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube, you'll also get the Aston Villa versus Chelsea watch along live on the Sarcasm City TV playback. Then 11 p.m. UK time, you will get a Premier League podcast Yardman show right back here on the YouTube. Then after that, we back over on the playback. Four, and I was right, the LA Lakers versus Denver Nuggets game four. Lakers looking to stay in the series, not looking to get swept, even though they're getting swept. It is legit. It's all over. It's a wrap. But yes, like Khaled said, run up the likes. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Let me see who's live because I'm going to redirect to someone. I answer your question as well before I close out. I just seen that last question. Do not worry about it. One second. Where we at? Who's live? You know what? Beijing Reds are live. We'll go to Beijing. We'll redirect to Beijing Reds. Shout out to them. Are they still live? Let me know, people. Flawless, how do you think the Rashford situation develops and how much would you take?
I need
from...
to dip though, but big up. Yeah.
Hey, bless her, Ryan, every yeah, single time. How much would I take? How do I think the Rashford situation develops? I don't think anything happens because of it. I think he's still here next season. I don't think anything happens because of it. He's had poor seasons before and been criticized. How much would it take for him? Whatever club's offering. 10 mil, 20 mil, 30 mil, 16 mil, whatever. 40 mil, 50 mil. I'm tired of these players. Tired of them. Got nothing I like about this club currently. But anyways, we're closing out. Hope to see you lot on the playback. But this has been the Manchester United... I was going to say versus Liverpool. Manchester United, Liverpool podcast. Mandem United podcast meets the analysis at Anfield podcast. Live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Big up for tuning in. And of course, when you redirect to Beijing Reds, put 16/10 raid. That's how we raid now from Sarcasm City TV. 16/10. You see it right there on the T. That's how we raid, people. 16/10. Big up. Salute.